before the month of Ramadan could come, you all were making dua for the month of Ramadan. Then the month of Ramadan, the moon was seen, and we began the month of Ramadan, the first 10 days of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the second 10 days of maghfirat and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now finally we come to the last 10 days of or wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets millions of souls free from the fire of Jahannam. And moreover, we find ourselves in the last Jumu'ah in this month of Ramadan. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has taken us through this month, where we saw in the beginning, when we saw the moon of Ramadan, that the color and environment, the flavor, the taste in every home changed, the masjid environment changed, the people in the shops also changed, the mood began to change also. So we find everything came to a different flavor, a different taste altogether. So the journey we have sitting out in the month of Ramadan, so too we find a person's whole life as a Muslim, as a mu'min, is a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in this life Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us, we have to reach our maqsid and our purpose. That is to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before we leave this world. Otherwise, how sad will it be for that person who eats the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily? The soft bed, the beautiful foods, you know, at iftar, what khushi and happiness there is at the time of sehri, etc., the day of Eid, etc. How much of happiness and joy we enjoy the ni'mas and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how sad that person who will leave this world without recognizing who is that hand that is feeding him? Who is that person who is sustaining him? Therefore, we find when a person goes on a journey also, you will get two types of people. One is that person now who will get into the conveyance, into the car or the train or the bus or the aeroplane, whatever it may be. And he will tell the driver, when you get to this destination, then get me up. I'm going to fall asleep now. And you will get that person who will sit in the conveyance. And he will enjoy the scenario. He will see the beautiful waterfalls, the trees, the plants, the roses. And will be pleasing to his eye, cool to his heart, etc. He will enjoy the trip. And both people will reach the destination more or less. But the person who will open his eyes and move and go on and see the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be a different taste in his journey. So too we find that on our journey in this month of Ramadan and at our life at large, then too we'll have two types of people. One is that person who will close his eyes and he will set this path towards the akhirat, not recognizing the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day he will go, he will walk onto the earth and he will see different signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he will not recognize these things. Like Allah ta'ala complains in the Quran also, وَكَأَيْنِ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. That my bandas pass by so many signs of mine on the earth. In the morning they see the sun. In the evening they see the moon. Ulama say, in the morning open our eyes and see the documentary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala like presses one button and the sun rises. And then we see as the sun begins to rise, then people's home come to life. The curtains open up. And we find the telephones begin to ring. Who is doing all this? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the day passes, we find towards the evening, when the sun is begin to set, then everything comes to a standstill. This is a documentary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily. So Allah ta'ala complains in the Quran that you are going on the journey towards me, towards the akhirat, but you don't see my signs, you don't recognize me. But that person will open his eyes in this world, and he will open the eyes of his heart also, making effort on his heart to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he will realize all these signs also. Especially now in the month of Ramadan. That a person now is going through a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And حَاسِبُوا قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. That take stock of yourself before your stock is taken for you. That on this journey of mine which I have started, of 30 days, already 24, 25 days have passed. How much have I gained from this month which Allah Ta'ala has given me? Where Allah Ta'ala, in different ahadith, it is mentioned that fasting is a shield, that fasting is so much reward for fasting, etc. How much have I attained from this fasting of mine? Was this fasting in the month of Ramadan just being hungry and thirsty? Or was it just being awake during the night? And no feeling behind it. Then it will be best like a person who stayed hungry the whole month, only dieting and losing weight. Or was it more essence behind this fasting of mine? Therefore, the person who goes through this journey, and he will come to a toll road as we have also. And the toll road, we know a person has to take out and he has to pay. That there's two feelings. That on this journey now he has to pay, this pain in the heart, it is so expensive. At the same time, this khushi and happiness also, that I am getting nearer to my journey, to my destination. So too in this journey of the month of Ramadan, did I come to any toll roads in this month of Ramadan? The toll road of giving up sin, as much as it is hard on my nafs to give up the sin, that I had a problem of anger, I had a temper problem, that I would go home, and my wife would begin to tremble, and the children know my father is coming at this time home, and now the whole environment in the home becomes different. If my father is away, then everything is easy at home. And when I come home, everybody is scared and afraid of me. Did I come to that toll road where I have made tawbah now, that I will become a good husband? How many of us make this dua every day? Did Ya Allah make me a good husband as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was to his wives also? We find in the Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَا كَرِيمًا مَغْلُوبًا. This was the mizaj of nubuwat, the temperament of nubuwat, which we find today. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that I prefer and I love to be a husband who is overpowered but kind, than being such a husband who has an iron fist, but he is la'im, he is kamina, he is debased, he is low. Because this will cause a taint on my akhlaq. But today we find when a person says that his woman is controlling him, it is a taint on his akhlaq. Because that was a mizaj of nubuwat. So have I come to that toll road? Where ulama say that shohar bano, sher mat bano. That become a husband, not become a lion at home. We find today nowadays also a person in his business place, that he's working in his business place, and let the family phone and say that I want so and so thing from the grocery shop. And then the person will go into a flare of anger, that you're phoning me now, I'm busy, I'm making a big deal. But let certain company secretary phone us and see our attitude, how sweet the words will come out, I haven't heard from you for so long, etc. But let the minister of home affairs phone and we see our attitude. So have I come to that toll road now, that I have to change my life? When it comes to my family, istawsu bin nisa'i khayran, that treat your wives correctly and with kindness. Because they have been created from your left rib. You have provided the material for them. If your material was crooked, so you have to make sabr and bear upon it and treat them correctly also. When it comes to our children also, the toil of our children, is it now that we do not have time, that dunya has become a rat race from 7 to 5, 8 to 5 daily, after hours we are working late, that we have no time for our children also, tarbiyat of our children? As Ulama explained, that no child is born a drug addict or a delinquent in society. It is what we have exposed him to during his childhood. Between the ages of 1 to 7, or from birth to 7, what do you expose the child to? That is what he will take to. That is what his heart will be inclined towards. If the environment of the home is of ta'lim, of Quran tilawat, of dhikr, like we find in the old days also, that the people of the home will wake up early for Fajr Salah, and wake up the children also, and you will pass a home and you will find the humming of Quran tilawat. You will find the lights on, one light on in the little home. The dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is taking place. Has the environment of our home changed? Is it the same as before? Is it that now, because we don't have time, that now we buy love from our children? That now we fill their pockets, whether it be the best of cell phones, the best of clothing, one outfit, 2,000 rand, 3,000 rand. And now when that same son will drop out in school, in society, then you will tell him, I have given you everything. What is wrong with you now? That was the problem, you gave him everything. Well, you should be giving him the ta'lim of deen, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the jazba and the fervor of striving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be valuable to him. The best gift a father could give his son is the akhlaq. It's true tarbiyat and the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So have I come to this toll road in the month of Ramadan? Although it is hard on my nafs to cut down my hours of my dunya, give more time to my family and my deen. But at the same time, there should be some khushi and happiness in the heart, that now I am coming one step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a person goes on in the journey also to his destination, then he will pass by certain signposts. There's so many kilometers left to your destination, 200 kilometers, 300 kilometers. As a person comes nearer, now his happiness also increases, that I am reaching my destination now. So during the month of Ramadan, the first 10 days went past, what have I achieved? Did I see the signpost of taqwa? Did I see the signpost of ihsan? Did I see the signpost of generosity and kindness of heart? Did I see the signpost that now I have to put one step towards my akhirat? Did I see the signpost that now I have to be kind to the poor ones in the street? Then what should be my mizaj and my temperament when it comes to the poor ones also? Then many person has a complaint also, that there are so many beggars begging, what should I do? Where we find that many a person, sometime a person, poor person will come to him, they begin to rebuke him, shout at him, they can't you find a job, can't you do this, can't you do that? But what is the temperament of Sharia? وَأَمَّا سَائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرُ. When they come to the poor person, you cannot give him Tell him, sorry, I do not have anything. But do not shout at him. That is why it is mentioned very beautifully once, Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatum, was with his father, Mufti Shafi Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh. And a beggar had come to him, Mufti Shafi Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, and asked him for some money. So Mufti Taqi Usmani, as his son, he saw this beggar in a good condition, he could work. There's nothing wrong with him, really. So Mufti Shafi Sahib puts his hand in his pocket and takes out a bundle of notes and gives it to him. The son gets surprised. But Abba, this person looks here and hearty, he can work. How did you give him so much of money? So he says, oh my son, let me explain to you. He says that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to look at our condition and give, then we will be worth nothing. So how can you look at the condition of a beggar and give him? We are beggars in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ourselves. Without looking at our condition, Allah ta'ala still gives us. So a person daily to stipulate so much I will give for the day, once that is finished for the day, thus I cannot give anymore. So have I come to the signpost now of kindness, softness of heart, when it comes to my speech, that my tongue has become soft in the month of Ramadan, this will permit to the whole year also. Whereas the month of Ramadan will pass, and then a person will see because his fasting in the month of Ramadan was empty, there was no ruh, there was no jan, there was no current in his fast of Ramadan, the morning of Eid will come. And the same akhlaq we had during the month of Ramadan, all the mujahada and qurbani we went through, abstaining from food, from halal, etc., then we will see the morning of Eid, when the shayateen are let loose, and now they will have to make qaza for the whole month. And now they will begin giving you the wazifas once again. The wazifa of fighting, of quarreling, of jagra, of dispute, bad temper, bad mood. And then we will see in your home again, Eid morning. Then the wife will complain, I couldn't get a matching scarf for my outfit. Then the husband will complain, you didn't polish my shoes for the morning. And it will start already from the morning of Eid. Because the month of Ramadan, we close our eyes and we pass through the whole month of Ramadan. So this time now we have the last few days in the month of Ramadan. Just like how you find a person taking part in a race. The last lap, he reserves some energy to sprint, to get to the final post. So do we have the last few nights, the 25th night, 27th night, the 29th night, is for us now to sprint towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, that person will come to me. The person will come to me, one balish, this amount, between two fingers span, he will come to me. I will come to him one hand span, one arm span. And the person will make an intention to come to me for one arm's length, that I will come to him running. And the running of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like our running. When Allah ta'ala envelops the person in his mercy and rahmat, nobody can snatch him away. It is why for us now, the last few nights, for us to tie our lungis, to close our beds, to come to the masjid, and now to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Looking at the condition of the ummah at large, my dear brothers, that the ummah have been through so much, at least after all this now for the ummah to realize, now we all have to go into sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cry for tawbah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the only ilaj and remedy for this ummah. Each individual contribute to the ummah as a ilaj. Each ummati, each person in the ummah who will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find that azab that will come towards the whole ummah. Like we find that we are sitting here in this locality, if snow is falling on the Drakensberg, we feel cold over here also. So too, if the ummah is sinning in one part of the world, the effects will take part elsewhere in the world also. Doesn't mean that person or that place only is sinful. But the condition will be am, will be spread. So we have to take stock of ourselves that till now, have we seen any signposts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That now I have taqwa in my life. I have some fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my life. Like Sahaba Ikram, we find the fear of Allah ta'ala was in their heart. One is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is terror. Allah Ta'ala doesn't want you to fear Allah Ta'ala in the sense of terror, that you are afraid. A person loses hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with their fear is the muhabbat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is open, He's ready to open His doors to us. But are we ready to open our hearts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That till now we are still reserving certain portions of our heart. And when it comes to my business, my family, and my children, and certain people, that I still have reservations concerning them. It is us that are closing little doors in our heart. It's for us to open our hearts and Allah Ta'ala open His doors also. His doors are open for us to open our hearts. So it is for us now to see how far have we gone in the month of Ramadan and for us now to sprint towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the biggest question will come to mind is that we are coming to the end of Ramadan. There's few days left for Eid to come also. That I have, alhamdulillah, to a certain extent in the month of Ramadan, I was not reciting Quran daily. Now I have began to recite Quran daily. Whether it's one para a day, half para a day, whatever it was, one juice, two juice a day. I've started some zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am coming to the masjid also. And I've started my fajr salah at least. Now the biggest fear will be, can I continue after Ramadan? The question of istiqamah, of steadfastness. That now in the month of Ramadan I am feeling so good. I am feeling hyped. I'm on a high right now. When it comes to my dua, I can cry easily. My heart is soft. I can stand for Tarawih Salah 20 rakats. I come up for Fajr Salah early also. I'm waking for Tahajjud Salah. But after Ramadan, when the shayateen are let loose, and now the nafs will overtake a person. The nafs, which is the worst enemy of a man. That nafs, which is a person with a person all the time. So therefore, the question of istiqamah will come. Like we find Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Fastaqim kama umirta. O my Nabi, Fastaqim, remain straight, remain steadfast, as you have been commanded. This was very, very hard upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was on a'mal, he was on complete deen. Now, Fastaqim, remain on that level now. Do not drop. And also, those who have made tawbah with you. This was a month of tawbah. The month in which we repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now it is for us fastaqim, to remain steadfast now. What we have done to remain steadfast? Well, obviously we know when the Eid, Hilal will be sighted. And then we will find that now a drop will come slowly, slowly. It does not mean now that the drop will come to such a low that a person will leave out his salah, leave out his ibadah, and now he will turn to sin. Definitely in ibadah there will come a drop to a certain extent, ulama explain. When it comes to my Quran, Tilawat, possibly there will be some drop. In my adhkar, in my wazaif, there will be some drop. In my concentration in salah, there will be some drop. We find when it comes to the ocean also, that we have the waves, we have the crest, and we have the trough also. That a person is still surfing on the top onto the waves on the crest, and he comes to the trough also. But he doesn't give up, he goes back into the ocean. And he looks for the next wave. And he rides the wave once again and enjoys himself. This is on an individual basis. When it comes to the ummah at large, you find the sea on its own. We have the high tide and the low tide. Then the high tide comes again, the low tide comes again. So after Ramadan, we'll have the low tide. Then now we'll be sailing and we'll be floating on the trough, the lower portion of the wave. Doesn't mean the whole life will continue like this. But we have to make an effort and take himmat and courage also. Like once there was a young boy, was very lazy, lexy-daisy, he could not get up, could not do anything. But it was his nafs that made him lazy. So the complaint came to the buzruk, that my son cannot get up for Fajr Salah, I cannot do anything. So buzruk came and he told him, oh boy, get up and move. Straight away he got up, the nafs got a little bit junk and a shake. Because the nafs makes a person lazy. Well, therefore this will come, a person will go down and will go up. This is why Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah has mentioned very beautifully. The example of a person in the month of Ramadan, that he goes into a high, then he comes after the month of Ramadan, now he goes on a low. But doesn't go to such a low now that he goes into masiyat and sin and disobedience. But he looks after himself, he takes care of himself. That he clings to the masjid, he clings and he sticks to those environments where the deen of Allah Ta'ala is taking place, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sees like a person that is going onto a freeway. It's a beautiful freeway he's traveling upon. On either side of the freeway, there are beautiful trees, there are waterfalls, there is water, there are roses, there are flowers, etc. And a person is enjoying his ride. He's driving his new C-class and he's enjoying it also. And all of a sudden he sees a bold detour. Now he has to take the off-ramp. And now there's pebbles on the road. It is a dirt road. And he has to travel for some distance. But he knows now the detour will come back to the highway, to the freeway. And now he'll enjoy the ride once again. So to the month of Ramadan is like that freeway we are traveling upon. Everything is beautiful. We are enjoying ourselves. Our hearts are open. We are enjoying all the different wavelengths that Allah Ta'ala is giving us through His muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then when the day of Eid comes and Shawwal will start, then a little detour will come now. When the dirt road will come, the pebbles will come. And now a person will go back to his business, the mood is different and the color is different also. But now that is only a detour. But for a person now to make the himmah, to take the courage still now to come to the masjid. The adhan is going. For me to close my shop and still come to the masjid. It is for us to keep up the environment of Ramadan after Ramadan. And for that istiqamah to come, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. The person who will say, my Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And after having yaqeen upon the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Now he remains on istiqamah, on steadfastness, after the month of Ramadan. And he continues his life in this way, where he reminds himself daily that he will come to the masjid. He will take part in the activities of deen and remind himself daily, Rabbun Allah. That to say Allah is my Rabb is very, very easy. The tongue serves and serves very, very easy. Allah is my Rabb. But now for that to come into the heart, that Allah is truly my Rabb, that a person now will fall ill and he will take medication, he will get better. And when it's a person that will fall ill and without medication he will get better, then he will say Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's karam. But take medication and get better, then now in his yaqeen there is some deficiency. Therefore, a person to say khalis with sincerity of heart that Allah is my Rabb, thumma istaqamu, and now to remain steadfast upon that, that Allah is my nourisher, Allah is my sustainer. The person will continue his life in this way, they're holding on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having fikr and concern about himself. Then we'll see the time of his demise, تَتَنَزَلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. Allah ta'ala will send the malaika on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will give him glad tidings. That what you are leaving behind, don't worry, will take care of what you have left behind. Your inheritance, your family, your children. And the journey ahead, that we will take care of you also. So do not worry. So remain on istiqamat. And this we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. When you're reading this ayah, think of this also. Ya Allah, keep me on the straight path. Ya Allah, show me the straight path. When I explain, what is the outer meaning? Ya Allah, show me the straight path. But for you and I, this will show us not sufficient. We will still fall. That is why one Buzuk says very beautifully, that ham istara manzil ko tay ki. That we pass different stages in our life in this way. Ke ham chale, that we walked. Fir gire, we fell down. Fir ute, we got up. Fir chale, then we walked again. This is how we pass our stages of life. That we went on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We went onto the freeway. We met into accidents. We had problems after Ramadan. When it came to our business dealings, our families, etc. We fell down, ham gire. Fir ute, we got up again. We made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We fell in sin. We made bad nazri. We fell in zina again. But fir ute, we got up again. Instantly, we made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fir chale, we walked again. So, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, we are asking for the same thing. Oh Allah, don't show us the straight path only. But ya Allah, take us by our hand and show us the path to you. This is what we want. After Ramadan also, Allah, take us by our hand and show us how to get to you. And this was the fikr we find Sahaba Ikram had also. And the pious tabi'een and salaf al-salihin, that after passing the month of Ramadan, we find in different sayings of our kabir and buzruks and salaf al-salihin, the fikr they had. And one person on the day of Eid, one friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's standing one side and he's crying. And people are telling him that, why are you crying? It's the day of Eid, the day of happiness, the month of Ramadan has passed, you have fasted, etc. Why are you crying? He say, haven't you read the ayat of the Quran? إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah ta'ala only accepts a'mal and actions from those who have taqwa in them. So I don't know the 30 days I have passed or fasting, whether taqwa has come in my life or not. That concern of whether Allah Ta'ala accepted our a'mal in the month of Ramadan or not. That's why Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, that more difficult upon me, more difficult and more burden and more burden upon me, is not to do the action, but is after doing the action, whether the action is accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala or not. That is the main concern I have. Whether I had ikhlas in the month of Ramadan, whether I hurt anybody's feelings in the month of Ramadan, whether my a'mal I accepted. This is a concern a person should have. As much to do the action. That's why it is not required that we do a lot of action. That we stay awake the whole night. That we must have a fajr salah. That a person gives so much of money that now he becomes into debts also. But the matlub and maqsood and desire is that a person does little action. But with continuity. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most beloved of actions in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those actions which are little, but they are continuous. That a person is reading one sipara daily to continue the one sipara. Not that one day I will read 10 siparas and then for 10 months there is nothing whatsoever. That a person will read a whole night tahajjud, but the rest of your year there is no tahajjud whatsoever. So the main thing is continuity in a'mal. That is why the pious people used to say that our concern is that we do little action, but Allah Ta'ala has accepted a story for us in the akhirat. That when we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, at least we have something to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the month we have now to build our bank balance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we have these last few days now to fill our bank balance and our balances in the akhirat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after the month of Ramadan, when a person will come into the month of Shawwal and then Zulhijjah, and when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will call his international lovers to the Baytullah, call them for Hajj now. This is why we have i'tikaf also. That i'tikaf to a certain extent is a climax for the month of Ramadan. That a person is sitting by the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until Allah ta'ala opens his door for that person. So do we find after 2 months in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will call all these people who had loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Baytullah. They now come and take from me now. So the months will come, the different seasons will come. And our hearts will begin to change, will be on a high tide and a low tide. But not to that extent the person will fall into the sin and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person has to fall into the sin, now to make tawbah instantly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why many ulama explain that a person has this misconception that, Ya Allah, I have done so much of sin, I have broken every command of yours. When it came to zina, I have done zina. When it came to drugs, I was involved in that also. When it came to disobedience of my parents, breaking of ties, all this I have done. Now where is tawbah for me? So a beautiful example is given that if a person is to take all the najasat and the filth of the world and is throwing it into the ocean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to send only one wave and will clear out all the najasat impurities. So to that person who will open his heart, lift his hands, cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shed a tear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one wave of rahmat will wipe out all the impurities of sins. So for that person to open his heart, to lift his hands, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the few nights are left for a person to take his bedding, come to the masjid, spend the nights before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves a banda who cries before him. We find truly there are many activities of deen taking place. People are striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are going to different majalis, etc. People are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are very few people crying for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of us are crying? Today we find our du'as also, my dear brothers. When it comes to our du'a, we are only crying for barakat in rozi. We are crying for a pious spouse. We are crying for things of dunya only. And the same things are making us cry now also. Once dunya comes to us, we are crying also. Person gets married and he is crying also. How many of us are crying for the akhirat? Ya Allah, free my soul from the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah, give me the best of the akhirat for my family, for the ummah of Laj. So in these nights for us to lift our hands, to cry for the ummah of Laj, and that person who will cry, make dua for his Muslim brother, the malaika will make the same dua for that person also. This is a way for a person to get quickly what he wants from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That what a person wants for himself, he makes the same dua for his next Muslim brother. That Ya Allah, my next Muslim brother, his shop is down. Give him barakat in his shop. He's in the same business as I am doing. But you give him barakat, the malaika will say, Walaka mithlu dhalik, for you is the same also. Allah ta'ala grant you barakat also. A person is looking for a marriage partner. He makes dua for his friend who's also looking for a marriage partner. Malaika will make same dua for him also. A person wants health, make dua for a person who's sick. Malaika will make same dua for you also. So we have all these divine prescriptions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to enhance our du'as, our life, the month of Ramadan, and to have this concern, Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan, how steadfast am I going to be on this what I have started already? And also, Ya Allah, accept my du'as and accept all my amal which I have done in the month of Ramadan, which will put me through the next 11 months of the year. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal, and also make it easy for the ummah at large, wherever they are in the world. May Allah opens the way for them also. We will have a beautiful Eid. What Eid will they have? That is why it is mentioned, that Eid is not for that person who wear new clothing and he will dress up, but Eid is for that person who gained the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eid is for that person who gained something from the month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.